Welcome to Gospel Pod, a weekly devotional created by the students of United Theological Seminary. For more information about the school and its course offerings, please visit our website at united.edu.
Philippians 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Rejoice always? Really? Always? It can be hard in general to keep a spirit of rejoicing in our lives. But during this season, it can be especially hard. Maybe it was just this year that someone close to you has passed away. Maybe you got stuck hosting the whole family this year for Christmas, and you haven't the foggiest how you're going to get everything done. The Lord is near. Maybe your kid just got married and won't be home this year, or maybe the only job you could find was at the local Target, and you don't know how you'll be able to get all of the children a present for Christmas. The Lord is near. While the stress may be catching up with us in this season, these verses might seem a bit too much to take right now. We can hear the commands to rejoice when we don't want to, or not to worry when that simply sounds like we're being talked down to. And yet, there's also the promise that the Lord is near. And even better, that the peace of God, which is greater than any peace we can imagine on a Caribbean beach escape this season, is already guarding your heart, even as you hear this. Let these verses be not a mandate or a command, but rather the lullaby that allows you a good night's rest as we make our way towards Christmas. There are many things we cannot change as we work our way through this sometimes stressful season, but when we lay down at night, there is nothing more we can do in that day. Let this be the chorus that plays in your head. Rejoice! Our last thought can be a joy and not a stress. Do not worry. We may worry through the day, but find the moment to cast off that worry and rest easy for the night. This is the lullaby of God for this season of Advent. Our God is a powerful God who knows us intimately. Ask for that power to give you a sane head and a quiet heart this season, because it's next to impossible for us to do it on our own. When we're finally able to get those moments of rest, then we can go on to Christmas Eve, quiet ourselves once more, and really reflect on what it means that our God became human on Christmas so that he might be among us, and so that God might give us the real and lasting peace that we find when we look to the work of the cross.